Welcome to the Marketing for Business podcast. This is your host, Scott Wilson.
Are you ready to flip your marketing switch? Hey, welcome back to the Marketing for Business podcast. This is your host, Scott Wilson. Today, I've got a ripper for you. This is about flipping your marketing switch and how to turn your marketing into a marketing machine. Look, firstly, I just want to say thank you to all the feedback that we've been getting. I really appreciate the people reaching out, sending us emails, especially you, Dave, Linda, Jordan, and Mike. I really appreciate you taking the time to email us and also giving us some reviews online. It means a lot as we build the community of business owners that we're helping. It means a lot to get that feedback. So, hey, look, today I'm going to talk about flipping your marketing switch and actually how to really turn your marketing on. I'm actually going to give you 10 concepts you can use to flip your marketing switch. And then we're going to go through this. I'm going to, if you're watching on YouTube or on our shorts, you'll see me looking at my notes. I've got a pile of notes here. I think I've got 20 pages of notes. So I'm really going to deliver some value here. And if you're listening to the podcast, this is one where you'll probably be walking along. You'll want to stop. You want to take some notes yourself. So let's get into it. I've got a bunch of value here. So 10 concepts that can flip your marketing switch on right now. Number one is you've got to know where your win zone is. You got to know where you can win zone is, okay? I talk about this all the time. Where can you win? We do this in our strategy sessions, our high performance reviews. Look, I believe every business owner, and I've been dealing with business owners there for over 25 years in a sales and marketing environment. I believe every business owner has a where you can win zone. Some know it, some don't. Some never discover it, and some use it daily to dominate the competition. And here's the thing. Where you can win zone could be a place where you can stand out. It could be a gap in the marketplace. We'll talk about that more in a second. It could be an untapped or an unexploited digital marketing tactic that your competitors haven't found yet. And look, it can be as simple as identify your unique strengths, your unique talents that can contribute towards your success. You know, focusing on leveraging these strengths and driving innovation in your business can give you a competitive advantage in your industry. You know, some things as simple as you may be a great writer. You may be a great speaker. You may love creating videos or not for that case. Or maybe you're an ideas person and you just actually need someone to help you put those ideas into reality. So here, when I think about, you know, where you can win zone, I'm also looking at, okay, as a business, where can you win and where are you not winning? Okay. I'll give you a good case study example of this. When I had my search engine optimization business, we were up in Wellington doing a seminar and someone came along and wanted us to do an audit on their search engine optimization. They were an immigration company and they were trying to rank for keywords like immigration New Zealand, immigrating to New Zealand. And when you look at what their competitors were, who their competitors were, like the government, like these big immigration sites, they were never going to win for those particular keywords. I believe they were spending around $5,000 a month to do that with a business. But we went and did some research and we spotted a where you can win zone gap. Okay. And this is the gap we spotted. Before, they were trying to go after those big keywords like immigration New Zealand. And to do that, you're just never going to compete. The authority of these government sites, you were just never going to compete in Google with that. We started looking at other keyword terms. You know, Google would tell us and the software that we had around the pros and cons of living in New Zealand, the pros and cons of working in New Zealand. And we started to find that there was real opportunity. If we got ranked for those particular keywords, that would drive traffic because that's what people were searching for. Now, here's the thing. The businesses where you could win zone is they love writing. They love creating content. They were actually thought leaders in their area. So what we did is we got them to create a whole bunch of articles and their thoughts on the pros and cons of living in New Zealand. You know, the 10 pros and cons of living in New Zealand, the 7 ways you should be looking to do business in New Zealand, all these sort of things. Plus we started creating video content on that. And here's the thing, they started to win because we found their where you can win zone. Every business has a where you can win zone. You just need to ask some questions to find it out. And the question I would ask for you in 2024, where is your where you can win zone? You need to find it for your business because that's how you can flip the switch and turn your marketing on. By the way, if you want some help with that, this is what we're really, really good at. Okay, so just message me 021-891-934. We'll have a quick conversation, see if it's right for us to help you on how we can help you find your where you can win zone and actually help you find you where you can market your business. Just text me that. give me a call. More than happy to help. Number two is your A to B goals. If you want to flip your switch in your marketing, you must set clear A to B goals. That must be aligned with your overall business objectives, right? And actually, they guide your efforts. And here's what I mean by A to B goals. Look, right now in your business's marketing, you're probably at point A, right? And chances are that is unclear, uncertain, and probably you're a little bit dissatisfied with some parts of your business's marketing. Am I right or right? Look, I know I've been doing this a long time. I meet businesses pretty much every week. Met two of them yesterday. Met one of them this morning. You know, here's the thing. You know you should be doing better, right? But it's not clear. And to be fair, you're probably clear on what you don't want, A, than what you do want, which is B. You know, you want to go from A to B, but you're unsure how to get there. So you want to ask this action-focused question, okay? I want you to write this down and start answering this because this will help you go from A to B, okay? If you had to pick a target to drive your business forward, what would it be? A target to drive your business forward to the B goal. What would your B goal be? I'll give you some examples. And in this whole, these 10 concepts, I'm going to give you some examples with restaurants, lawyers, tire shops and plumbers. And the reason is we all know what they are. Plus we've got them as clients. So it's easier for me to talk about them as we go through. But here's some examples. Maybe for a restaurant, you want to increase your foot traffic by 20%. You also want to expand your catering services by 15%. You want to increase your online reservations by 40% through your website and through your app. You know, that's your B. You know, you're here at A, you want to get to B. You want to drive your business forward with your B goals. Maybe you're a lawyer and you're looking to increase your inquiries by 40% by, you know, some targeted digital advertising campaigns and networking events for specific, you know, niche markets with inside your firm. Maybe you're a plumber and you're looking to increase or expand your business and your customer base by 125%, you know, through referrals, local advertising, or ranking your business in Google in the 1 to 3 in the map pack, maybe for the top 5 to 7 keywords. You know, so you're really clear on where you are. You know, you get clear on where you are first and what you're dissatisfied and then where you want to go. You've got to have B goals in your business. So here's the thing. What are your B goals? You know, what's the target that you're driving towards in your business? What's the target that's going to drive your business forward? You know, is it 100 conversations per week? Do you need to have not just leads, but actually conversations with people? Maybe you need 5 warm leads from your business every day coming in from Google. Maybe you want to make sales. Maybe you want 15 grand worth of sales a day. Maybe it is to get the top of the 3 in the Mac pack for the Google business listing. Maybe that's your goal, your B goal. You know, if you get there, you're gonna make business. Here's the thing. When you're really, really clear on your B goals, it makes the decision-making process for your marketing a lot easier. It makes it a lot easier to make your decisions on spending money, where you spend your money, how you spend your money, with whom you spend your money. So get very, very clear on your B goals. And look, example for us, you know, we do a Where You Could Win strategy session, and part of that's a high performance review. A company came to us recently. They were spending about $1,000 a month on Google Business profile, and 6 months after they weren't really getting the results they want. So they were dealing with a company and they weren't getting the results. They weren't actually getting many leads at all. And the business owner was dissatisfied with the results. And what's worse, they were getting a report that they didn't understand. So they came along and said, hey, can you audit this? See where we can go better. And here's the thing. I asked them a few questions around, you know, did you set some goals with the agency around your good business profile? You know, did you agree on some keywords? That's a big one, agreeing on some keywords. Hey, this is what we're going to target. This is good business for us. Hey, if we got here, that would be good business. Maybe we can't get there but in 6 months. Maybe we have to get there in 12 months because of your competitors, et cetera. But we set the goal. We drive forward towards the target. You know, did you agree on what winning looks like? I think that's so, so important. My team's always talking to our customers. What does winning look like for you? And do you know where you can win? And sadly, they said, hey, no, you know, they didn't know that. But in 90 minutes, we got together, we brainstormed, we found some where you could win opportunities. You know, we agreed on targeting a niche area and some keywords, and we set clear B goals. You know, get clear on your B goals and create a win-win-win for your business. All right. Right. Number three. Always be marketing, branding, and advertising. I should say the MBA. I never did an MBA. That's probably why I didn't get that first up. You know, you always want to be marketing, branding, and advertising. Hey, look, And if you know me and you listen to me on this podcast, what I'm about to say is Scott Wilson Marketing 101 law, right? To grow your business, you must grow the mind share of your potential customers. You know, if you want to grow your market share, you must grow the mind share. You know, if I say the word soft drink, you automatically think Coca-Cola. If I say the word fast food, you automatically think McDonald's or KFC. And look, here's the thing. Those companies have spent, to grow their customers' mind share, they have spent, and they've grown the mind share of hundreds of millions of people, if not billions of people, right? And they've spent billions of dollars to do that, but they own your mind share. They own your next door neighbor's mind share, right? Here's the thing for your business. The good news is to grow your mind share of your potential customers, you can use this proven and tested formula. And I've said this on the podcast so many times. Consistency of message plus frequency of reach to create relevancy. You must have a consistent message, and you must be consistent on one or two, three things that you're in the marketplace with. You know, you must have frequency of reach. You've got to advertise. You know, you've got to get your business out in front of people. You've got to be putting content out there, okay? Because you've got to be relevant. You have to be relevant. Look, I recently interviewed an advertising and radio legend, Doug Gulp, and he confirmed this with me. You know, he built two multi-million dollar businesses and exited them. And he said to me, Scott, you always must be marketing. You always must be branding. You always must be advertising if you want to grow a big business. If you want to grow something significant, you've got to spend the money. You've got to be consistent in your message. You've got to be frequency in your reach, and you've got to create relevancy. And that when it made me really think about MBA, you know, marketing, branding, advertising, always be on. You know, as I say, success leaves clues. And this is solid advice from a guy. He sold two multi-million dollar businesses in the advertising space. I can't wait for you to listen to that episode. It's a really good one, not only about advertising, but about how to grow a really big business. So look out for that one coming soon. So here's the thing. Here's two simple communication strategies that you can use to be marketing, branding, and advertising your business. I teach people this all the time. We use it in our business all the time. Here's number one. Here's a simple formula. Who you are, where you are, what you have to offer, and why people should buy from you. Once again, who you are, where you are, what you have to offer, and why people should buy from you. So I'll give you an example. Say Always On Plumbing. Made that name up, but it's quite a good name. Who? Always On Plumbing, your trusted local plumbing experts with a reputation of reliability, honesty, expertise, and tackling even the toughest plumbing challenges, right? That's the who. We're serving the community from our central location situated in 278 Tap Street. Made that up as well. We provide prompt, reliable plumbing services to homeowners and businesses across the city. What you have to offer, from routine plumbing repairs, installation, emergency services, drain replacements, we offer comprehensive plumbing solutions to address your residential and plumbing and commercial plumbing needs. Why? With AB Plumbing, with Always On Plumbing Service, you can trust your plumbing needs are handled with professionalism, integrity, expertise, and backed by a satisfaction guarantee. Check out our 465 five-star reviews. And see why our commitment, we're committed to exceeding our customers' expectations. Pretty simple, right? Okay, probably a few more words in there that you need, but it's a start. Who you are, where you are, and what you have to offer, and why people should buy from you. And then a call to action. Call us today on 0800 Always On. Easy? Give it a go. You know, write out who you are, where you are, what you have to offer, and why people should buy from you. Most people get the why they should buy from you wrong. Second one is, here's what I've got for you, here's what I'll do for you, and here's what I want you to do next. You know, this is a beautiful one to create videos with. Here's what I've got, what you've got, the benefit. Here's what I'll do for you, the benefit. Here's what I want you to do next. Call me, okay? Two real simple ways to actually help you market your business. And here's the thing, you always must be on. Remember, marketing and branding and advertising, MBA, you must always be on to grow your business. And I know, you know, this may sound hard for some businesses. You know, some businesses might be struggling, but I can tell you what, one of the ways through is to get your message out there. Get in front of more people. You need more people. You don't actually need more money. You need more people knowing who you are, because, you know, it may be that person that lets other people know who you are. We get this all the time. We get introductions to people, and it's because we are always on, okay? Right, number four is content, content, content. You've got to flip the switch in your marketing. You've got to have content, content. You've got to deliver high quality, engaging content across various platforms to reach people, attract people, and retain those customers into your business. You want to develop high quality, relevant content, okay, that educates, entertains, and inspires your audience, right? And you got to use a mix of platforms too. There's so many platforms that you can use, like podcasts, like we're doing here. We're doing video as well. Video is going to be cut up into a long form YouTube plus shorts. But audio will be torn into podcasts plus will be audiograms as well. You know, are you creating a blog post from this content, which we will be doing? We're doing short form. We're doing static posts. You know, we don't audiogram. There's a whole mixture of content that you want to be creating to drive to your target market, to get in front of your people, to drive that brand awareness and that engagement about your business. Look, every business must have a content marketing plan in 2024, you know, and you must be executing your content ideas weekly. So here's some ideas. Let's say you're a restaurant. And by the way, when I share this, if you're not a restaurant, it doesn't matter. Think of how you can be doing this. You know, you could be sharing visually your photos and videos of your signature dishes. Just make sure you include people in them and inside your restaurant eating them, right? What about behind the scenes tours or chef interviews on social media about the seasonal menu and what you've done to it, etc. You know, I mean, share those out on Instagram and Facebook. I saw a great video of the other day of a chef doing quality control of his food. He came in and tested the food that his chefs were cooking. He wasn't happy about it. He created a video. He talked about it. He then came back and created another video after he'd educated his staff. The team, the people were loving that video online. What could you do in your business? Maybe you're a lawyer. You could write some informative blogs, you know, instructional videos, host some webinars, you know, around common questions that you're always getting. Maybe some recent changes in legislation. Be prepared to put yourself outside, you know, outside of your comfort zone. You know, we're working with a law firm to produce some short form video content for buying properties at auction. Such a niche part of the market, but so many people want some information on that. Maybe you're a plumber, you know, you could produce some real cool maintenance guides, troubleshooting videos, graphics explaining how important it is of getting regular maintenance and home inspections. You know, the cool thing, here's a hot tip. Whatever content you create, put it in your Google Business Profile as an update, etc. You know, Google loves that. Google loves to see that and get the content of what you're doing, because here's the thing. The more content it has, it more shows that you're more relevant. You're up to date. Maybe you're a tire shop. You could develop some really cool content around highlighting the latest tire technology. You know, a lot of people just think it's tires, but there's so much more to tires. You know, what about some safety tips for driving in different conditions? You know, and also your customer testimonials, praising your tires and products, you know, getting those reviews out there. Here's another hot tip, you know, get known by the success of your clients, please. You know, add the reviews. Use a piece of software like Canva, which is free, and turn your Google reviews into nice looking graphics and then post those on your Google Business Profile. Once again, it's an update. It's a conversion play. We've spoken a lot about this. Me and Dean did a whole topic on this on SEO in our recent podcast, but these are the things that'll give you edge when you flip the switch on your marketing and really turn your marketing, you know, turn it into a marketing machine. All right, number five is multi-channel approach. You got to utilize the combination of online and offline. You got to use social media. You're like, seriously, you're not using social media. You've got to be. I'm sick of going and seeing posts where people are posting, you know, at Christmas time, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and that's it, you know? Come on. We're in 2024. Social media is part of the mix. You know, this is how part people relate to people. This is how people engage with people. You've got to be there. You've still got to be using email. You've got to be doing SEO. You've got to be using pay-per-click. But also, you've got to be doing traditional advertising, maybe radio, maybe flyers, maybe brochures, etc. You know, I was talking to a home renovation company yesterday, and we're talking about their marketing, what was working, what wasn't working. And they're doing a lot of things. They're, you know, doing email, they're doing Google ads, Facebook ads, they're about to do radio. They did flyers. And I thought, flyers, that's cool, because my background is in direct response marketing. And so, hey, look, you know, and they were a little bit frustrated. You know, that's why they came to us. They're frustrated with what's going on. They didn't really know what was working, mainly because the tracking's not set up correctly, right? But I asked them also, hey, what about your flyers? You know, did your flyers generate any business? And they said, yeah, we actually got some decent leads from their flyers. And I was like, cool. And then I'd ask them, how many times have you sent the flyers out? Because that's how my brain, my brain automatically goes instantly. If you find something working, how many, and you've done it again, because I just go into opportunity overdrive. But sadly, they'd only sent the flyers out once. They got leads, you know, if you got leads from flyers, why not create more flyers and send them out and start split testing and measuring those flyers in that area that you're sending them out to? You know, give it a 12-month period. Send one every 2 weeks for a year. Test and measure headlines and different offers, etc. And record your results, you know. Remember, consistency of message, frequency of reach to create relevancy. And here's the thing, if you just do so once, you'll never have that consistency of message with people. You'll never become frequent with them, so you'll never become relevant, okay? You know, here's some multi-channel ideas, maybe for a restaurant. You could utilize a combination of social media advertising, sponsoring local events, email newsletters, targeted promotions using like ManyChat and all these other different software that you can target people with nowadays. Or, you know, there's so many things you can do. You know, with a lawyer, you can invest in a properly designed website, optimized really well, and really go after the search engine. There's a massive opportunity for lawyers in this area. You maintain your profiles on LinkedIn. Be really active on LinkedIn. It's where professionals are. You'll get a lot of referrals from people because they'll see you, they'll know you, they'll like you. You're top of mind. When people think, oh, who's a lawyer? They'll think of you. You know, participate in industry forums, like, you know, are you attending networking events? Be across so many different platforms. Maybe you're a plumber. You could advertise on local service directories. There's neighborly directories and stuff like that nowadays. Maintain your Google business profile. This is so, so important. Your Google business profile is so important for local businesses. You know, distribute flyers, just like those guys were doing, into residential areas, but be consistent with it. You know, offer neighborhood discounts or referrals, partner discounts for homeowners that are needing plumbing services. There's so many things that you can do to grow your business when it comes to getting your message out there on a multi-channel facet. You've got to have that consistency of reach. You've got to have that frequency of reach, consistency of message, frequency of reach to create that relevancy. Number six is your consistent branding. Interesting for a direct response guy to talk about branding, but I've grown up and I've learned a lot. You've got to have consistent branding. It's what my team's taught me, and I see the power of it now. You must maintain a consistency in your branding, elements of your logo, your colors, your messaging across all marketing channels for better brand recognition, you know, and be consistent in your personal branding too. You know, invest in a strong brand identity that reflects your values, your mission, your core beliefs, and be constantly committed to that. Communicate it across all channels. Here's the thing. Surprise how many businesses don't have brand guidelines. You know? And if you don't, it's 2024. You need to start. This is the year to start to get some brand guidelines. So if you want some help with that, reach out via our website. Send us a message on our website. My team will pick that out. We've got amazing partners that we deal with. We're not the branding experts, so we deal with branding experts. They can really help you grow your business. But hey, just for restaurants, maybe you could maintain the consistency across your design, your menu design, your restaurant decor, you know, your customer service standards, and how what it looks like inside and how your staff are dressed. You know, you can really tell when you walk into a restaurant and all the staff look sharp and they know what they're doing versus one when you go into and you're like, oh, what's going on here? You know, a lawyer, be consistent with your branding elements, your logos, your colors across your website, your business cards, your letterheads, your social media platforms. You've got to be professional. You've got to be trustworthy. That's the image that people expect, right? What about a plumber? Great one, you know, really nice signed written van, you know, your uniform, has your logo on it, you know, your vehicle wraps, you know, all that sort of stuff. It really, really shows that you know what you're doing and instills confidence in people to want to do business with you. And that's the thing. When you put this all together, you're flipping the marketing switch. It's all about that confidence. Number seven is data-driven decisions. I love this. I love this. And I've learned to love it because of my direct response marketing days. You spend a dollar, how many do you get back? 1, 2, 3, 10, 40, 50. You've got to use analytics and data these days to track your performance of your marketing campaigns so that you're informed in the decisions. You can make better decisions when you know, when you have the data. You know, at this point, it probably grinds my gears a little bit because it's 2024, right? And sadly, I meet businesses every week via our Where You Can Win strategy sessions, our high performance reviews, that don't understand this and they don't understand their data. And look, to be fair, I get it. And to be fair, it's not actually your fault. But seriously, if you're getting marketing reports and no one is sitting down with you and explaining them to you and helping you make informed decisions about your marketing, then you need to X. You need to X who you're working with, right? You need to have confidence in your marketing. You need to have confidence in your marketing team so you can invest more money, so you can outmarket your competitors, so you can grow your mind share, grow your market share. And the way to do that is be informed about the data so you know what's working and what's not working. You've got to be informed about this. This is the difference between you running a business and flipping the switch on your marketing and turning it into a machine. Too many businesses I meet every week, met one yesterday, met one this morning. No one's explaining the data to them. You know, one guy yesterday was spending about $600 on a report. And I said, well, do you read it? He goes, no. I said, well, why are you doing that? You know, and that's not uncommon, okay? So it's 2024. It's time to win more. By the way, if you want some help here and you want to get some real clarity on this, you know, reach out to me. I'll show you what we do and how we inform our clients, how we give them confidence, you know, how we can help you grow your business with confidence because of the real data behind it. Right, here's some ideas though. Say you're a restaurant, you know, use the point of system, the sales system to track the sales data. In one of the restaurants we deal with, we track it from an ad to the till. We know from a messenger to the till, we know exactly how much money we made. You know, analyze your customer feedback, you know. Go and read the reviews. Go and read the things that people are saying, good and bad. That's how you're going to get better and understanding and how you're going to use the data. You know, identify on your website. When are people really looking at your website? You know, what are they looking at on your menu? What are the peak hours of your trading? You know, and really look at some of these things. It will really help you grow your business and flip the switch on your marketing. Maybe for a law firm, you can implement, you know, your CRM and manage those client interactions. You know, track your lead generation sources properly, analyze your conversion rates, and optimize your marketing strategies that really drive business for your business, for your law firm. If you're a plumber, maybe you need to find some and utilize some scheduling software to manage your appointments, to track your job rates, to collect that feedback from people in real time, and ask for areas of improvement and enhancements. You know, this is the way you can flip the switch on your business. Look, most businesses don't do this. Okay, I want you to get ahead in 2024. Number eight is customer engagement. You must foster relationships with your customers through interactive content, personal experiences, personal communications, prompt responses to their inquiries, you know. Prioritize customer satisfaction and loyalty. I think that's a really, really big one. By delivering, you know, exceptional products and exceptional service, give them experiences, encourage customer feedback, you know, and encourage reviews as well. You really want to refine your marketing and find that whole customer journey, because it's 2024 and I think it's the year to get closer to your customers. Look, many people think loyalty is actually gone gone these days. And I actually believe, you know, if you treat people how you'd want to be treated, my grandmother taught me that, and engage with them and meet them with what they want and their needs and help them get what they want, you will eventually win. You know, I really believe that 2024 is the year to get closer to your clients. By the way, one of the ways we do that at our agency, Digital Influence, is we run lunch and learns for our clients and their partners and our friends and people all together in a room, share some really cool information with them and then, you know, feed them as well. If you want to come along to one of the events, stay connected to our social media. We've got one coming up soon, so I think it's coming up next Friday. So if you're listening to this and you want to come along, stay tuned to our social medias and we'll invite you along. You know, You've got to get connected to your clients. Okay. Here's some ideas. Maybe with a restaurant, you could encourage diners to share their experiences of dining experiences online. Maybe you could have some branded hashtags that they could use. You know, maybe responding to people's inquiries and customer reviews really, really quickly. I love it when I go and look at people's reviews and I see that the business has replied. And they're not only just replied with thanks or great review, they've actually taken the time to really, really reply. It means a lot. And maybe you can be offering loyalty. Loyalty is a big one these days. Loyalty rewards and birthday discounts to repeat customers. You know, for me, one of the customers that we deal with, Kaiser Brew Garden, you get free pizza on your birthday. You want to check it out. You want to get on their database. Seriously. Maybe a lawyer, you know, sending out a regular newsletter with real tips, you know, really good insights and updates. And maybe have a customer appreciation event or a seminar to foster those relationships, to give people insights. I know for a lot of times, the clients that we deal with, they do a lot of seminars, you know, and really educate the marketplace. And people love that. They love to get insights from people who are experts. You know, with plumbers, you know, a follow-up call with your customers, you know, after you've done service, you know, you've been to their house, you've serviced them. You know, what about offering more maintenance tips and giving them something that they can leave, implementing a referral program for your customers? You know, they all know people, right? They all know people who are going to need a plumber. You know, here's a hot tip. You know, offer, I reckon if you're in that service industry, as I teach a lot of service businesses this, offer a warrant of fitness check on the work that you've done. It could be 6 months down the track, could be a year. But offer a service, you know, and people go, why would I do that? I was like, because you get to go back in the door. You get to go and talk to them again. You get to see what else they might need help with, you know, especially when times are quiet. Why not go and do that? Why not go and look, activity breeds activity. You know, it's an idea, simple idea, create a warrant fitness check and it'll show that you care about your product. I know with a tire shop, right, you could do free tire inspections, air pressure checks, provide educational resources, engage with customers at, you know, social media, etc. And offer really expert advice around tire selection. You know, too many people are trying to take it all online in that local business space these days about buying tires. No. The customers that we deal with, the real experts want to help people. They want to see you face to face inside their shop. So driving that business into your shop. Right, number 9 is community building. This is a great one. I love creating a sense of community around your brand and engaging with your audience, right? Encouraging people to participate in your events and discussions. You know, if you're a restaurant, this is a great one for you. You know, you can participate in local food festivals, sponsor charity events, collaborate with close businesses. I know our clients do this. They do cross promotions and opportunities. You know, we host a cooking event. One of our clients, Little India, had MasterChef for Little India. It was brilliant. You know, have tasting events and engage people in the community that way. If you're a local local plumber, you know, joining the local hub and association, participate in neighborhood cleanups, maybe even organize them. You know, sponsor youth teams, offer discounts to senior citizens, and really demonstrate that you're serving the community. I know there's builders out there that do, even in plumbers do house builds, you know, for charity, which is amazing. Now, partner with, you know, for tire shops, you partner with auto dealerships and do tire installations, sponsor car shows, racing events, you know, organize tire safety demos, maybe at a local school or community center. There's nothing better than getting the kids involved, you know, and participate in environmental initiatives, etc. I know a great one, we had a tire race at a local AMP show here in Christchurch with one of our clients, you know, 30 plus kids involved running a tire race. It was so, so good. The kids loved it, but the media loved it as well. We got picked up in media, it got filmed, it got put on TV, it got put on social media, and created a really good presence for the brand. So there's so many things that you can do when you look to flip your marketing switch and turn your marketing into a machine. Right, number 10, we're getting close. You want to have continuous improvement of your marketing. You want to regularly evaluate your marketing, refine your marketing strategies based on feedback and marketing trends and the changing customer behaviors to stay relevant. I think this is really important. You must stay relevant with what's going on in the marketplace. Otherwise, you're not going to be competitive. For us, I know we ask ourselves this question, you know, at Digital Flints. We focus on how we can be 1% better. We actually have conversations most weeks about how we can be 1% better. How can we optimize our business's marketing to be 1% better? How can we be 1% better today than we were yesterday? And I gave my team a challenge even last year about how do we get an hour back in a day? How can we be 1% better and get an hour back? You know, an example of that is Sarah took on the challenge, and she creates part of the content for the digital influence team and for our clients. And she goes a lot on client shoots. We literally take hundreds of photos a week. And we have to spend so many hours sorting through that, you know, but looking to be 1% better, and how do we save an hour with our challenge? We now found a piece of software called Aftershoot, which is powered by AI, right? And it does the sorting and the selecting for us. And it actually allows us to build profiles around our clients to really help us. So what used to take hours now takes minutes, all because we started to ask those questions. How can we be 1% better? How can we optimize our business and our business's marketing 1% at a time? You know, for restaurants, you could ask for feedback around through surveys, you know, and I think that's a really, really good one. You know, start experimenting with what you're doing with your menus, etc. Get feedback on that. Maybe test some different drink lines, etc. You know, the quality control video that the chef put out was a brilliant one. You know, he showed the feedback he was giving his team, and you know, the what was going wrong with the dish, and then credited another feedback after he had given his education. And it was really cool to see those improvements were taken on. And he recorded that so everyone could see it. Really, really great way of using social media. You know, lawyers, you could seek input from your clients, from their working experience with you. So many times that doesn't happen, right? We do business and then we don't hear anything more. You know, maybe looking at reviewing your marketing material or your website or the material that you're putting out there. Remember, you got to keep asking that question. How can we be 1% better than we are today? You know, how can we look at this and be 1% better? Who can help us be 1% better? All right, just about to wrap this up. I thought I'd give you a bonus. You know, I love giving bonuses. Number 11, you've got to have fun with your marketing, right? And if you're not having fun with your marketing and you're frustrated and you're confused by it, then use the professionals. Seriously, outsource your marketing to a marketing team of professionals, because marketing should be fun. It should be profitable. And marketing should give you the confidence to spend more. You know, but here's my caveat. If you're going to use a marketing team, make sure you read their testimonials first. Ask to speak to some of their long-term clients, and actually ask to speak to some of their new clients as well, so you can gauge results. Because here's the thing. It's time for you to flip your marketing switch. Okay, it's time for you to turn your marketing into a machine and start producing leads, start producing sales, start having conversations with more people. Remember, you don't need more money. You need more people in your world that know you, like you, and trust you so they can buy from you. By the way, as I said, if you want help with that, just reach out to me, 021-891-934. I'd love to have a chat. If you're ready to grow your business and you want to flip your marketing switch, come and talk to us. We love talking to people how you can win more in 2024. Right, hey, thanks for listening. As always, if you like this podcast, I only need you to do one thing, and that is to share it with another person. I really appreciate people sharing this podcast. We're getting, you know, exponential the amount of downloads now from when we first started because of you, because you're sharing the podcast, you're sharing what you're learning on the podcast, and you know, maybe take a screenshot of your phone and send this podcast to them and say, hey, you need to listen to this. This guy, he knows what he's talking about, and share it with them and help us grow this community. All right, guys, as always, I want you to have fun and remember, take action.
Hi, Scott Wilson here again. Hey, thanks for listening to the Marketing for Business podcast. We really appreciate you taking the time to listen, and we hope that you learned a lot from today's episode. If you could be so kind as to rate and share the podcast with your other business friends and colleagues, that'd be awesome. And if you'd like to listen to more episodes, why don't you head over to our website, www.getdigitalinfluence.com, where we've got a whole bunch of other amazing interviews with business owners. Thanks for your time, and have a great day.